Everyone was stood shoulder to shoulder, some people on each other's laps. They were every week. The event invites for Friday press office drinks were just nailed into the diary. Wine Time Fridays.
Cunt!
Invites that were in everyone's calendar for every Friday at 4 p.m.
Cunt!
Hey, baby.
4 o'clock in the afternoon was wine time.
Oh, aboard for cunt time. Cunt!
You and your colleagues felt that you had the permission from Boris Johnson to have these events, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because
he was there. He wasn't there saying this shouldn't be happening. He wasn't saying, can everyone break up and go home? Can everyone socially distance? Can everyone put masks on? No, he wasn't telling anybody that. He was grabbing a glass for himself.
Cunt, you say I'm puerile. I don't care. Cunt, look at the state of your fucking hair.
O'clock in the afternoon was wine time.
Under the cover of the pandemic, we've seen a massive shift in wealth from the poorest to the richest. A partying PM and a law-breaking rich list chancellor have lined the pockets of their wealthy pals, whilst upwards of 175,000 of our fellow citizens have died from COVID, and they're now sitting on their hands and laughing in our faces as the cost of living crisis and fuel poverty could well leave thousands more to die of cold in their own homes. So, Mr. Speaker, when we saw pictures of the PM partying in the middle of the pandemic, was he toasting his assault on the working class? And I ask him, how on earth does he sleep at night with so much blood on his filthy, privileged hands? These filthy, privileged hands.